With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered failed today. U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says China and Russian vetoes were the block.
Russia and China refuses to condemn Hamas for burning people alive, for gunning down innocent civilians at a concert, for raping women and girls, for taking hundreds of people hostage. This was the deadliest single attack on Jews since the Holocaust. And a permanent member of this council can't even condemn it. I'm sorry, it's really outrageous, and it's below the dignity of this body.
Today's vote in the 15-member Security Council was 11 in favor, 3 against, 1 abstention. Before the vote, Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said Moscow supports an immediate ceasefire, but he questioned the language in the resolution and accused the Secretary of State Blinken and Thomas Greenfield of, quote, misleading the international community for politicized reasons. Also at SRNnews.com, Britain's got some bad news. Princess Kate has cancer.
In a video announcement, Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
The audio courtesy of BBC Studios. The announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about Princess Kate's whereabouts and her health. The 42-year-old princess hadn't been seen publicly since Christmas until a video surfaced this week of her with her husband, Prince William. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Assisted suicides under consideration in France.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iran being called out by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. They say the Islamic Republic's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. The commission released a statement saying, quote, the Biden administration must work with like-minded nations to hold accountable the Iranian regime for these crimes. This is SRN News. West Virginia, now the 12th state, to ban smoking in vehicles with children present. Representative Republican Governor Jim Justice signed the bill today that would fine violators up to $25, but only if a vehicle is pulled over for another offense. Stellantis recalling nearly 318,000 Dodge and Chrysler sedans worldwide because the side airbag inflators can explode with too much force and hurl metal fragments at drivers and passengers. Now the Friday numbers from Wall Street.
The Dow was down 305 points to finish at 39,475. The NASDAQ was up 27 to 16,428. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 5,234. New York oil fell 44 cents to $80.63 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.